$19.99 based on MSRP. Tax, delivery, and setup not included.
While the NBA...
Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
All right, you're listening to the hour number two of the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.
The high priests of the hard drive.
And we're just the godfathers of geek.
Something like that. Speaking of geek, shall we do our Geek Speak of the Week?
We can always do our Geek Speak of the
Week. Are you prepared?
It's always time.
Every week we bring you a term, a phrase, some portion of the tech world that you can maybe use at your next cocktail party or maybe the Easter gathering this weekend.
Here's where Ken usually throws in the big word, vernacular.
I wasn't going to use it.
Well.
It's overused. By the way, you can also see lots and lots of previous Geek Speaks of the Week by going through all our archives on our website, datadoctors.com. But this week's Geek Speak of the Week is Pastor Boy.
Pastor Boy?
Yeah, when I looked at it, I was like, Pastor Boy? No, it's Pastor Boy.
Poster Boy?
Pastor Boy. It's actually like a script kiddie. It's a person who copies other people's HTML, the source code of a website, and pastes it into their own website page to make it look like they know what they're doing.
Oh, and boy, to kind of give them some inverse props,
Yeah.
To kind of, you know,
something.
Hey, when you're
look how cool I am.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, on the internet, copying from a website is plagiarism.
That's right.
Copying from several websites is research.
That's right. It's good design, too.
There you go. All right. Also, our web attack free download of the week. We're talking about websites and the webbies and HTML and all this stuff. So this week's tool is a powerful HTML editor for beginners who want to learn more about how to make web pages. And the thing about making web pages, folks, is you don't have to actually have a place to put them on the web. You can actually create a web page and look at it through a browser on your own computer, and tools like this allow you to do that.
So you can store it on a CD and send it to grandma.
Play around with it and just get to know the wonderful world of HTML.
It is a wonderful world.
Yeah, something like that. It's got syntax checkers. It checks to make sure you got all your little tags properly placed in there. Anyway, it's got lots of neat little things, so if you've ever wanted to kind of venture off into HTML, here's a free tool that'll help you.
And I'm going to assume it's GUI?
Wow.
Huh?
A GUI?
Huh? Is it WYSIWYG?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
All these things, if you don't know what they mean?
GUI.
Graphical User Interface?
WYSIWYG.
What you see is what you get.
Right on. All right, that's it for those two items. And, of course, later on the show, the Extreme Zone, Extreme Internet, Extreme Tip of the Week.
That's
a good
right.
one. Another one pointed at you, a web designer. So.
And, you know, David, he picked up the phone. He called 602-277-5827, which is the number you could call right now if you had questions.
Open
and get
lines.
The same kind of help like David's going to get right now. David, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You've been holding, you got a webcam, and you're getting the blue screen of death.
Yeah, every time it comes, I get, I forgot what the actual numbers are, but I get a code in hexadecimal saying that there's a problem with this set of...
Well, that's a simple solution. Just look at the hexadecimal, do the math, divide by 3, and you're good to go.
Add the inverse square root back to it.
Right.
Without that, you're going to be in a wrong place, buddy.
And you will need to know the circumference of your hard drive.
Circumference.
Yeah, generally, they're 3.5-inch platters, and you'll need to know the number of the NL.
David, we're just funning with you. The webcam issue, does it only happen when you... I mean, tell me exactly what's happening. Do you use the webcam for more than just when you're surfing the web?
Yeah, the only reason we use it is mainly so my fiancé can use it for meeting her family, because they're in Germany.
Video phone so kind of stuff?
Yeah.
What program are you using to do the video phone stuff?
It's the program that came with the webcam from Logitech.
Okay.
Then she goes through Yahoo.
I got you. Okay. Because there's another one called NetMeeting that's built into Windows. So
yeah.
What you have to determine here is it the webcam software? Is it the program you're trying to use to communicate? Or is it some other issue? So what you might want to do is try changing the way that you communicate. So just see if you can open up a session with the webcam in a program called NetMeeting.
Okay.
And if you can't find it on your machine, you can actually download the latest version for free from Microsoft, and that's basically a video conferencing type program. And then if it works just fine in NetMeeting, you don't get the blue screen, then the problem is with the Logitech software. If you do get it, then you have a base problem, which is probably likely to be the case.
Something that existed long before the webcam, and it just kind of brought it out to the surface.
You got a conflict in there that's pretty major. That's why you're getting that blue screen.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure out why, because I've checked like the performance issues, and I'm running at 60%, but I can't get. I'm lucky with that with the Millennium Edition to get it above 65.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that. With the blue screen of death, it's basically a it's such a dramatic problem that Windows says everyone out of the pool, it just stops everything.
Did you just say that you upgraded to Windows Millennium to get it above?
No,
No.
I got my computer with ME on.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's going to be a contributing factor too.
The other thing that's going to help out a ton is if you can get the numbers and all the hexadecimal, all that doesn't matter, but there's going to be some plain English words that's going to tell you like something has performed an illegal operation. That something is going to be pretty important. So for those of you listening and for you, David, if you're going to call back or if you're going to call Logitech's tech support or something, get that information because that is very important. Without that, it's like saying, well, I got some kind of problem.
No, engine light.
Check engine light, yeah.
Right, yeah, no good. What you can do is the module that's in there, it'll say something, something dot VXD dot whatever it is, right?
Okay.
Take that module and put it into Google. Take that line, put it into Google in quotation marks, and hit enter, and you'll be surprised. You'll see all kinds of very specific information about that error message.
All right. It just confused me because I used to have it. I've had it forever, and it always used to work until as of late.
You know what? We've learned after 15 years of doing this, David. Computer problems computers work great until they stop working great.
Right.
That's how it works.
That is a guaranteed thing, actually.
Right. Usually, it works fine until it starts acting up, and that's usually how it works.
I was trying to figure out mainly if it was computer or the software.
It could be liveware.
Usually, 99% of the time, it's something you did along the way
that
caused a problem.
We call it liveware or a carbon-based issue.
Okay.
Somewhere along the, it was working fine before. Now it's not. That means something changed in the system. 9 times out of 10, that means you added something: a new antivirus program, a new firewall program, a new something. And you may want to look down by your clock. If you got a bunch of little icons floating around down there, those are all programs that are running in the background. Any one of those could be causing the conflict.
Yeah, I only have 3 of them running, and they're the necessary items.
Good. That's a good start. But start with getting that module, go to Google, search for that, and you can try to track it down that way. Okay?
All right.
All right, good luck, David.
Thanks.
Wow, he held that long to be abused. I don't get it.
There's a little tiny bit of abuse, but we're trying to be nice about saying, look, you really need to come with some more information. When you're asking any tech support or calling our show, that error message that you didn't write down, that's important.
Well,
whatever it said, not all the numbers, not all the letters, obviously we don't know what all that means either.
Yes, we do.
But there are some words in there, some key things, and so to be safe, write down everything or try to get a screen capture, print screen kind of thing of that, so that you can repeat that to your tech support people trying to help you out.
Forget that. The internet allows you to instantly find out what that error message means. Take the error message, put it into Google, put quotation marks around it. This is for anybody having an error message. What the heck does this mean? How come this is happening? Somebody's probably posted information on the web that will explain it. Now, you may not be able to figure out how to fix it, but you'll at least have an idea. Oh, it has something to do with my video card. It has something to do with my network drivers.
Or maybe you'll get lucky and somebody will have had the same problem and gave you a step-by-step, here's what actually fixed it for me. You never know.
All right, should we go back to the phones or do we have time?
We got to run on a break here fairly soon. So
how soon?
About a minute out from a break.
Okay, you know what? Let's have Frank tease it then. Frank's on a mobile. He's calling in. He's got some language issue. Frank?
Oh, hola, Frank.
Hola. Hey, that's the only Spanish word I know.
Hey, well, I got one.
I got chimichanga.
Okay, burritos too. Hey, my son was given a computer. It has Windows 98 on it.
Yes.
When you turn it on and run it, everything's in El Español. How do I change it to read El Gringo?
It's in Spaniel?
Yep.
Cocker Spaniel? Or
Somebody has the Spanish language as the primary language in there?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, that's a great question.
And you want to know how to turn it back to English.
Right.
Or American, as we call it.
Yeah. American. Fellow Americans.
Yeah. Super.
El Hablo del Gringo.
I thought hey.
Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold so we can decode what you just said. And when we come back, we're going to give you steps that you can take to get your computer speaking English, or at least the kind of computer English that it can speak.
It's more gooder computer advice.
We're going to learn you to speak and read in English.
Here we go with our grammar.
Back after this short break.
Your Phoenix Suns are playoff bound, and only News Radio 620.